sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. Several years ago, Maclean's Magazines ranked Prince George as the number one most dangerous city in Canada out of 229 cities ranked. Most recently, however, they ranked our city as number 11 for crime. So kudos to us. A 5% drop in that ranking is significant. So it tells us our police force is doing a good job, but there is still plenty of work to be done. The categories of crime that the magazine cited and used for their statistics was violent crime, homicide, sexual assault, assault, firearms offenses, robbery, breaking and entering, fraud, impaired driving, cannabis trafficking, cocaine trafficking, and other drug trafficking, and youth crime. The report shows our city as being higher than the Canadian average in most categories, but almost exactly average in impaired driving and below average in breaking and entering incidents, and only a fraction of the national average in firearms offenses. So my guest today is Corporal Craig Douglas. He is the communications officer for the Prince George RCMP Detachment. Corporal Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, let's go to that Maclean's report. I hope you're not completely undone. Probably everyone who wants to talk to you about crime statistics locally brings up that report. So that Maclean's report compares what we were years ago with what we're experiencing now. In your perspective, is that report fairly accurate?
Well, there's a number of... So the Maclean's Magazine report is based on Stats Canada's Crime Severity Index. And from that, Maclean's does a number of things to come up with their own numbers. So, so there's certainly some things in there that we've disagreed with, and we've disagreed with from the beginning that, the Crime Severity Index has a greater number of cities, but Maclean's rankings actually only took the top 100 cities in the country. So it didn't encompass all 229 or whatever there were. So there were actually smaller centers with a higher crime rate than us, but because they weren't one of the top 100, they weren't in the list. So right away, that stigma sticks with us, even though we weren't really. But having said that, it is what it is. We are definitely of a high crime rate here, high criminal code crime rate here. And that's something that that we've had for many, many, many years, and we probably will have for many, many more. We're a very transient community. We're a northern outpost, if you will, and so we have a lot of people coming and going, and we have, you know, a lot of issues certainly in this community.
It's interesting you note the transient spectrum, because when people live here, they're vested in the community. Transient people, they're just coming to get what they can get and move on. So whether there's criminal activity or there's people who see crimes being committed and don't report it or aren't involved in the process, they're gone. So in essence, that kind of scrambles the numbers a little bit and plays with our numbers a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I think for the average citizen here, as in any other community in BC or even the country, you don't see a lot of the crime. It's a great place to live. And
it really is.
It is. And you don't see that. And it's sort of the same people committing the same crimes against the same other people. You know, we see a lot of that as the police, but the average citizen here wouldn't see a lot of that.
Right. So there's almost a community within our community that where criminal activity, it would be even... would just kind of be a given in that community.
Yeah, and I think that's the case in any community.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
So it's not that we're isolated in that description. It's pretty much every other town and community that we come across have a similar underlying element.
So from the Prince George RCMP's perspective, has Prince George moved down that ranking because our crime rate has dropped, or because crime rates in other areas have increased?
Well, you know, I don't know, because I don't compare with other communities for well, I do look at other sort of similar size communities in the same environment, but the, you know, our rates, we're certainly doing a number of things to try to counter that, counter what we're experiencing, which is what we've done even before the rankings came out in previous years. We target those crimes that are causing the most harm to the most people, and we target those people that are causing the most harm to the most people, and that's really hasn't changed. Just, you know, we develop and we change our tactics from year to year as the statistics come in and as we analyze the numbers, but we are not a statistic organization. You know, we're a public safety organization.
You don't have time to be a statistic organization.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't, you know, although we do use the numbers, and when we have, you know, analysts that help us with that regard, and we look at maps, and we do all these things. The bottom line is the police officers have ideas because they're out there seeing this day in and day out, and they take those ideas and they run with them in a way to try to prevent crime or arrest those that are responsible for crime.
So are there specific strategies or programs that are reducing crime in our city that are currently sort of active in our communities?
Well, we have many programs. I mean, we're a large detachment. We're running upwards of 130 or so police officers just for the municipal detachment in this community. And then there's other units as well, provincial and federal units. But within our detachment, we certainly have a number of specialized units that all focus on specific areas. And each one of those units is doing what they can to combat those areas. And they're all successful at that, and we're quite proud of that. And some of them we've taken those ideas from other communities, and some we've developed on our own, and we're always looking to improve and to change and to come up with better ideas and better solutions to problems.
So is there a way to gauge how much crime goes unreported?
You know, I don't know that there is. You know, I've seen statistics, for instance, on bike theft. You know, some say that there's, I think Stats Canada has come out with a number. Now, this is from memory, but I think it was one out of every four stolen bikes are actually reported. I don't know where they get that number, but that's a significant number for any community. And to see that if we have, I think we had approximately 250 bikes stolen in Prince George last year. So if that number was really 1,000, that's an eye opener, right? And so I don't know that we have a specific gauge, but we encourage everybody to report everything. And therefore that could give us a better chance at catching those people responsible, obviously, but also to plan for where we need to put our resources in the next weeks and months and years.
I really appreciate that answer. Unfortunately, I do know, based on conversations and relationships that I have with people, that that we don't report incidents that we don't believe are perhaps dangerous or maybe don't rank in terms of danger, partly because maybe we don't want to be bothered and partly because of a perception that our police are already working so hard that we really don't want to add to their workload. So how would you respond directly to that attitude?
Yeah, we definitely get both those and other reasons too. I mean, we come across scenes, whatever it might be, and we have witnesses come up and say, "Hey, what's going on?" And we tell them what's going on, and they say, "Oh, yeah, well, I saw that last night," but you know, or whatever it might be, and we say, "Well, you know, did you report it?" And they say, "Oh, no, I didn't think anything of it, or I figured someone else would report it." We get that a lot, or I didn't want to waste your time with it. But, you know, what I would say to that is that it's not a waste of time. That's what we do. We are public safety, right? We are, that's our job, is to go out and to follow up on these and to put all that information together and come up with plans to put the people that need to be caught into jail.
Is there a phone number or some specific website that someone can go to just to sort of field? So what I'm thinking is someone sees something, they don't necessarily feel inclined to phone 911 because, of course, 911 has been branded into our head that that's the emergency number. They're not sure if it's an emergency number. Is there a number that someone can call just to chat with someone and say, this is what I saw, but I really didn't want to clog up the emergency system?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. 911 is for emergencies. It's for crimes happening now or you know, emergent situations where every detachment has a non-emergency line. And us at the detachment here in Prince George, it's 250-561-3300. And that is 24 hours. And it will go to, you know, obviously, if you have something to report, it'll go to the call center and the call center will create a file and just dispatch a member. Now, depending on severity or priority, it may take a bit to get to, depending on it, if it's just a suspicious person kind of lurking around, which we like to get those calls because generally they are up to no good. But if it is, and obviously there's a, you know, a domestic assault going on, then obviously that's going to get the priority and we'll get to it as soon as we can. So don't be discouraged by that. Just please report. And we do have enough members on the road that we do respond to multiple calls at one time too. So
I really appreciated what you said before we actually started recording this interview. You said something, and correct me and fill in the gaps. Police are in the community, or police are community, and the community are police.
Yeah, so that goes to Sir Robert Peel, who is credited as the founder of policing, essentially, and I believe, I'm going to say it loosely here too, but I believe the quote is the public are the police and the police are the public. So, or the police are the public and the public are the police. So what that means is that, you know, as police officers or as the police agency, we are need support from the public. The public need to report things to us for us to be more successful. Without information from the public, we wouldn't be nearly as successful in reducing crime or, you know, essentially preventing crime or whatever it might be without information from the public. So we are an intelligence-led organization, and we've been that way for a long, long time. And without that support from the public via information, we're going to be less successful.
My guest today is Corporal Craig Douglas. He's the communications officer for the Prince George RCMP detachment. We'll be right back after this break.